Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Transit workers to rally today after another of their colleagues was attacked on the job. This happened in Crown Heights. Our Glenn Chuck is there and joins us live.
And good morning. Yes, the members from Local 100 will be gathering, demanding urgent safety reforms, they say. The subway workers are facing unacceptable dangers on the job, according to their union president, Richard Davis, who spoke with us.
Our members should never be assaulted coming to work. We should come to work safe, go back home safe. But the members of the riding public, as well as our members, are in danger.
Now, last week, we've been reporting, of course, 60-year-old train operator Myron Pollock was stabbed and critically injured by an unruly passenger. Now, that suspect, who is out on parole, now in custody, 27-year-old Jonathan Davalos, has been arrested more than a dozen times. MTA Chair Jenna Lieber spoke from Kings County Hospital, where Pollock had been recovering.
It's a felony. Now, but we're counting on the DAs and the judges to follow through on.
Now, today's rally, it'll start at 4 p.m. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here at the Utica Avenue station.
There was a slashing in the subway last night. This happened just before 10 on the platform at West 110th and Lenox Avenue. The victim, a woman, now at St. Luke's in stable condition, but police say she is being uncooperative. Mets fans trying to keep hope alive following last night's major loss in Game 3 of the NLCS.
Mets fans were restless after empty scoring opportunities early. A couple of big hits by the Dodgers made it an easy L.A. win. But walking out of City Field was perhaps unlike any previous Met loss.
As long as I've been a Mets fan, I've never had confidence in them once. For some reason, this year feels different.
Some of these fans are not worried one bit.
Anxiety is high. We're going to come back. We've been doing this all year long. Since June, we turned it around. Let's go Mets!
But don't worry. Look long enough and you'll find the Met fan who is used to his fair share of heartbreak.
The Mets do this every year. They tease us. Oh, we're going to be good, and every year they end up you-know-what on us.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Citi Field.
Game 4 is tonight at Citi Field. A Queens man now looking at a 242-count criminal complaint that could land him behind bars for 25 years. This is a former FBI agent who currently works as an EMT.
Scott Chang was arrested at his home here in Flushing after police found 18 firearms. It was a mix of ghost guns, assault weapons, and gun-making tools at both his house and a storage facility in Port Washington. Queens DA Melinda Katz said he didn't even have a gun license here in New York.
It's interesting that while the search warrant was being executed, a postal carrier was delivering a package to his residence, which contained a Glock pistol, slide, and barrel.
Queens DA Melinda Katz says here in Queens, they found the most ghost guns since 2021. Chang is due back in court October 31st. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flushing.
Congressman Josh Gottheimer looking to take proactive measures to deal with the growing problem of flooding in New Jersey.
This is something these intense storms we're experiencing a lot more of. And what happens is not just it costs the community a fortune, but it also cost families a fortune, and we're seeing more and more families who don't have flood insurance or who have limited flood insurance getting crushed.
Specifically, he is urging Congress to extend the flood insurance program, which would allow people to afford more cost-effective flood insurance provided by the government. He also wants to pass the Federal Disaster Tax Relief Act. That would make any federal financial support received specifically for flooding not taxable. Students, transportation advocates, community groups, and local elected officials to take part in what they're calling a relay hike through Brooklyn today. This is to highlight the need for faster, reliable, and accessible bus service, specifically along Flatbush Avenue. Among them, Natasha Elder with the Strap Hangers Campaign. She tells 1010 Winds that road has some of the worst bus service in the city.
DOT has been working on installing a bus lane on the corridor for a very, very long time, for a few years now. And we just really want folks to know that service there sucks, right? It's 6.8 miles per hour. Buses are moving at a very, very slow speed. You have 132,000 Brooklynites who take the bus down Flatbush every day. And so this affects a lot of people, and there's not enough focus on it.
Their relay kicks off at 12:30 this afternoon on the corner of Flatbush and Nostrand Avenues. MTA calls it a renovation, a play on renovation, and now the 100th subway stop is getting one. This is a major facelift, cleaning, painting, retiling, and more.
In Queens, commuting just got a whole lot better on Roosevelt Island. If you're hopping on or off the F train, MTA's Demetrius Churchlow, the interim president of New York City Transit, says this has been in the works since 2022.
We've taken advantage of these projects to upgrade our lighting at the locations. When customers come in and see lighting that's brighter, they feel safer.
He says his team has focused on accessibility, cleanliness, and keeping everything up to date. Congressman Jerry Nadler says this is a station commuters depend on.
The F is a lifeline for Roosevelt Islanders heading to Manhattan or Queens for work, school, and play. It's critical we keep the station in good repair for residents and visitors alike.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. On Roosevelt Island.
Authorities have now released the names of both the victim and the teenagers arrested in a murder from 2 weeks ago in Washington Heights. 46-year-old Vernard Floranda was fatally shot near the corner of West 160th and Amsterdam Avenue. A second victim, a 25-year-old, survived. 18-year-old Jason Teixeira and 19-year-old Jeremiah Bascom of the Bronx both charged with murder, as is an unnamed 17-year-old. What we don't have here is the motive.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.